beginnt die Karin Daf, Mesech Zivam, Mesech Daf Ches, we begin on the base, going to his master, to begin with the Gemara, Mishri Tzor, Shleba Mokam Mitzvah. The purpose of it was to permit the Torah, not in the Mokam Mitzvah of Yibam. Tzor says, take a second, he says, wait a second, Lahanish Noi Dele'el, now according to the other answer, the Gemara gave, the Matzvah Kerol Erba Gufa, that the Pasuk was necessary for Erba itself, so Menalahu, the Mishri Tzor, Shleba Mokam Mitzvah. How do they know that the Torah is Menalahu, Shleba Mokam Mitzvah? The Shleba Mitzvah says, what you could say is, enough from Hechel, enough from the Rebbe, they learn from the same place that Rebbe learned out, which is from the Pasuk of a Yibma, that only the Mokam Yibim, it's Aser, but Shleba Mokam Yibim is going to be permitted. Next test master begins the Gemara, Ma'i Bulakacha V'chulu. So that's what we learn out. This halacha of the Tzaras Erva is only if you could take both, but if you can't, it says Yimipad from Yiba. So it says Taisus that it sounds like from the Gemara that, in other words, it says from Malakacha. So Taisus, Matzinulim, we could say the Miyatuda de Hey, der Shinam Chain Lakuchen. That from the extra hay, could have said Malakach, and the way he explained the Gemara is that, and the extra hay is telling you that you have to be able to take each one of them. And if not, then they're both going to be potter, which that's the Allah of Tzaras Erva. And could the Deshin Mepeg Beis Degdush, when we find such a thing in the second Peg Degdush of the mouth, it says Beshilach, Beshilcha, could have said Beshilach, and said Beshilcha, Malamash, Shlich, it's a Shlich. It's like two of them. The Shlich can make a Shlich. And here also, Lekacha, the extra hay, is saying that there's two Lekichas. Now, Abba Bakur just perished, the Balakha Mashma, but Tarashi actually explains differently. He explains that Balakha Mashma, the Nafli Shtayim, that it sounds like you take her, sounds like that there's two. But Machman is telling you, Balakha La'achas was saying that you take only one and not both, meaning, but that you could take both. And Malakha actually cannot ask Lepirish his interpretation, Timon Lahagu Vitrachim. What do you mean? Maybe it's necessary for this itself without the second half. Like Shnafalish the Yavamas and Baizekha, that when you have two Yavamas actually from the same house, from the same brother, Shalib Melach, you're going to do even one of them. No, the image is how can you go to the second step and say, Kalechadek can train Lakuch, but it's only when you have two Lakuchen. Maybe it's only to tell you that you can only do even without ever. You can only take one, not two. Says Taisa, no, because the Hadashin and Lebachud, we already expounded in the Chutz later on the Mendel Melav, Beis Achiv, where it says in the singular, Baizekha, the Bain Ben Shnei Batim. So we wouldn't need this for the Kacha to tell you that. And then says, "Tezvin Tevim, if you're going to say b'dama asa kra lemeima, maybe the pasuk is going to tell you shiim hatzara b'le erva that you only do yim for the tzara and not for the erva. That's just saying take her and not the other one." So Tezvin, "Lamandam erva leitzricha kra nicha." But according to the one that says erva doesn't need a pasuk, so that would make sense because we wouldn't need you to tell you that. I already know erva not. So therefore, I must say that that you can't even take the tzara if you cannot take the erva. Can make Tezvin Asta begin the Gemara Kalecha. They could train lekuchen mechulu. Only if you have two lekuchen. Then you could go ahead, but if not, again, that's the source that is the Isser of Tzaras Erva. And Tzaras says, if you're going to say, Chiva, say, Namalitz Litzara, then wait a second. Chiva, essay, if there's just a positive commandment not to marry this woman, that when she's not allowed to do Yibin, sure, she'll also make her Tzara forbidden. Because the like of them, you cannot say, oh, but they're also the same concept that we're saying over here. Dibai Hai Nosu, Dibai Hai Nosu, you can't marry the Isser, say. So then we should say Tzaras Erva there too. Well, additionally, what's a wonder is the hashta like a Tzaras Erva curse. Now, based on this interpretation, there's no curse for Tzaras Erva because we're not learning it out from any Erva, we're learning it from a Lakacha. That we're saying that you can't marry both. So it has nothing to do with the Achiva of Erva that has curse. It's only Yisra Aseh. If that's the case, then Tibay Chalitza, and actually should require Chalitza, come Achiva Aseh. The Mabin Lo Mimivim, the Peg Shani, and later on the Chofim and Alv, that it says a second time to tell you that there's Yavam that could have Chalitza, not Yibu. Which is Chiva say here also, you should say by Tzaras Erva that it should require Chalitza. So what you can say is the Chiva say this Shabbat Chalitza. Chiva say that they're included from a pasuk explicitly, like we said from Yevimte, to tell you that there's Chalitza over there. So therefore, it's Zika Ktas. So obviously, that there is somewhat of a Zika bond. So have a B'chal Lakacha. There actually, because that's included in the Lakacha, because there is some Zika, and actually, it is considered Bainos of High, Bainos of High. So therefore, that's why Isra does not make its Tzara forbidden. Because the Ibaye, because this means they have a Chabakacha. But Mkid Tzara's Erva, on the other hand, Akacha Leibay Chalitza, obviously does not require Chalitza, because the Ibaye, if it did, have a Chabakacha, would also be included in Lakacha. We're telling you that Lakacha is telling you not. But more of Lakacha, Mashal is Lashon Tiri's Kedushin. The word Lakacha sounds like that there is Kedushin, which that's Kika Cheshisha. And Hukka Chiba said the times of Kedushin. So Mechiba said Kedushin today was a B'chav Lakacha. But here, where it's Erva, it's not. And therefore, that's a difference between Isra Aseh and that of the Tzara, of the Erva, where you cannot have Lakichan on the Erva. And that's why we're saying that there's no Chalitza. And that's the difference between it and Isra Aseh. This teaches, according to those other interpretations, that when one does even, you could divorce her to get, you could take marry her back, take a regular wife. Now, Perka Chalitz, later on the Lamates of Nav, I'm reading the Gemara tells the Itzrach, it was necessary to say this, like it was a Chiddush. Because Sagat that you would have to say Mitzvah de Ramadach Manala Avra, Avda, that already they did the Mitzvah, and Hashtar take him a little bit of Seishasach. Now they divorced her, it's back to the Seishasach. You don't have the Yibum anymore to matter the Seishasach. So that's a Chiddush to say that no, she's like a regular wife and you could remarry her. It's a wonder because the Masmah sounds like there'll be a Shnei Loitzav Kolahater. It's something, but for the second Bia after the first cohabitation, you don't need a pasuk to permit it. But my why? But Mitzvah Derma Nachman Alel of the Mabir Shani. You already did the Mitzvah in the first act of Bia because there'll be a Shnei Loitzachichi. But as we find, Dam Perik Sheni later on the Chovam Beis that the second act of cohabitation doesn't override negative prohibition. You see, the Mitzvah was already performed in the first one. So why did you say the Chiddush even for Bia Shnei, not just for remarrying? We can say is no. The Bishnei Litzicha Kor. Don't need a pasuk to tell you the Bishnei is permitted. The Svaru, it's logical, would tell you the Amr Rachman. The Torah doesn't tell you Yavi Alel Lagar Shach Bias Rishayna. That to have Bia one time to divorce after the first time. But still, the second Bia Leidachri B'Lavin. Still, like you say, the Lidan of Chav. It's not override negative prohibitions because the Rishusi ultimately it is still something voluntary because you already did the mitzvah the Chiv in the first Bia. And if like I say, I'm the pasuk man. It'll be Rishayna with the first Bia. That's the difference between that of Chiv B'Lavin and over here regarding remarrying her. Where it's only remarrying, but not for the second bia that we need to tell you a chiddush. What does that teach? Balkarcha, that he could do yibum forcibly. Now, from here it sounds like that we're expounding it from the extra hey. Could have said v'yibum instead of v'yibma. But tamet's one because the paragraph in the kedushin verse by kedushin of yidal manav mashma. It sounds like the dorsh mehei. That what do we dash from mehei? Something else. Bia goyim about that. Only thing that concludes is bia ve'ein b'chulu, but kesef star. Those are not going to conclude the yibum. The parchasim, because the Gemara asked him the I'm al karcha. You need b'yima to tell you al karcha, which is what our Gemara is saying. Says the Gemara, imkay lemikra b'yavim, which sounds like that would have told us the halacha al karcha. The extra hey, telling you that b'yagamibah, but that's exactly the opposite of what it sounds like from our sugya. Yishleim b'tesis, what you can say is the hasam al karcha. The Gemara's question over there was not the way you understand it. Imkay, if that's the case, the b'yagamibah is b'greid. Also, that's only coming to tell you the halacha b'yagamibah is nemikra b'yavim. B'yavim is going on that, not on that of bal karcha, because actually bal karcha is from the extra hey. Similarly, the more later on the Samachesim base says the same idea. The Gemara is going back and asking on the first teaching that regarding if she was Nibbal Apostola, that the Gemara doesn't start to ask on the second halacha that she goes back for Chuma, which again, but it means to say it's on the other one. So it comes out from Tesis that you need a Yibma for these two drashas. But the question is, Rakasha, difficult because the Kaman Perak base, and later on the second Perak of Yitesim base, Darshin, and the Gemara expounds me Yibma. That Adan Yibum Rishayim Alah. They were learning from this pasuk V'yimah that she still has original Yibum on her. It's in a specific case over there. So the question is, so I thought I already have two things I'm learning from this pasuk. Amar Yitzchak says the Shin Hanit Losa Drashas Miyavim V'yavim V'yimah. You're right. You learn three drashas from this. The word Yabam is extra, and then the Vav of V'yibum, and then the extra heavy V'yimah. Okay, in Zebrei Shesh Mekashel too. In the beginning of the package of Kedusha Kedusha Memalv Memalv Dor Shalosh Drashes, we learn the three Drashes from Mebeshilcha, which is Shilach Bishilach Bishilcha, and if that's the same thing over here from Yibum, we learn the three different Drashes. In the Kedusha Master, beginning with Zigmar Inchayoven, the bad Bezin is not Chayim for their liability. Elal Dovish is done in cars, only something that deliberately would be a punishment of cars, which that's the Muti Chivav, and that's come to exclude if their Hira was regarding that of only negative prohibition, not cars. And Bashagasakhatu and say it has to be something that the error would bring the chatis, with the Pesachamila, with less buchatis, although they're chiv curse, but the Shagaga is not chatis, because less buchatis. There's no liability of chatis for not bringing the combat over during circumcision, because not very common decrease, like we learned the first part increases, the base of an alpha. And when we say in the Gemara, Libibus Gachavim, and neither is your liability regarding about the soil, Ela Dubash is done in the curse, only something that the deliberate is curse, that's the Mutim Gathan and Nashik, that comes to exclude hugging and kissing, which would not be a liability of curse. And Shagar Sechatas is the Mutti Dabashem and Maisa comes to include something that there's no action regarding that. For example, if he just accepts the Abed Zara as his deity, that would not have a chiv of a carbon, although there actually would be skila and karas, and therefore, that's what all these things are coming to exclude from.